Swith and Sergeant Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sergeant is instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend John Ellefson of Rosemont, Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Morning. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, guide those men and women of all religious faiths who hold office in the government of Minnesota, Governor, House, and Senate, that they may perform their work in a positive spirit of wisdom, courage, and justice. Assist them to know that each one of them is called to serve the people of Minnesota as followers of your divine will. O God, we remember those present here today who have lost a family member, husband, wife, child, or significant other during this year. Comfort them in their time of need. Give them the strength and courage to discover the new direction that is laid out for their lives. Gracious God, be with those who are unable to be present here today. If they are ill, may your healing hand rest upon them. We remember, O gracious God, those countries throughout the world who are involved in war and bloodshed. Give these countries your guidance for all peaceful settlement in their unrest. O Almighty God, we remember those people who suffer and struggle with many addictions. We pray for your guidance in their search for proper treatment. Finally, we pray for all those serving in the United States military. Keep them safe and out of harm's way. Continue to be with their families in this time of separation. Amen.
Amen. Public for which it stands. Your step here. Mike, I watch him. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebretson, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Sharon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Pursuant to Rule 21, I object to the reference of Senate File Number 2000.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda and the addendum be adopted.
All those in favor say aye. With the exception of Rule 21. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on the agenda will be given their second reading. Second reading of Senate bills. Now, wait. Second reading of Senate bills also includes the addendum with the exception of 2000. Second reading of House bills, the bills printed on the agenda will be given their second reading. Introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills on the agenda will be referred as indicated and given their first reading. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. The author motions will be adopted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move on your behalf that Senate File 2105 be withdrawn from the Committee on Jobs, Ag, and Rural Development and be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary. And Madam President, as you know, this is the paid sick day, paid and earned sick time bill of which you're the chief author. It is your intention that the bill will go to the Jobs Committee after it's heard in Judiciary, but because of timing issues, Senator Latz agreed to hear it this week, and so it would go to Senator Latz's committee. If it passes, then go to the Jobs Committee. And you have spoken to both authors. Both chairs.
Senator Limmer on this issue.
Thank you, Madam President. I don't know if I should be asking the question of you, Madam President, since it's your bill, or Senator Sieben. The question I have...
You can ask Senator Sieben, and then if she doesn't know the answer, then I'll answer it from below.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Sieben, on Senate File number 2105, usually the Judiciary Committee would be the secondary jurisdiction for an issue that would go to the Jobs Committee. In light of that, I understand that there's some timing difficulties that you had suggested. The question I have is, in the event that after the Judiciary Committee hears it and would approve it, it would then go to the Jobs Committee. If an amendment would come up on that in that committee, will it then be re-referred back to the Judiciary Committee? Usually, judiciary committees are designed in secondary jurisdiction to make sure that the bill is in proper order for going to the floor. And I'm just wondering if there were any changes in job committee, would it be the standard procedure to bring it back to the Judiciary Committee?
Madam President, Senator Limmer, as you said, this is an somewhat unusual circumstance, but I believe that, to answer your question, if there is an amendment added in the Jobs Committee that pertains to the Judiciary Committee, it would be up to Senator Latz to determine whether he wants to rehear the bill again.
On the motion by Senator Sieben, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Fischbach.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 2318 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government and returned to its author. It is my bill.
Please, all of the staff members that are standing alongside the wall, could you help us by, it's hard to control the senators, but could you help us by keeping the noise down, please? Senator Fischbach, this is your bill. All right. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Coonan.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 2447 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes. And, Madam President, this is my bill.
And you have checked with each of the chairs?
Yes, Madam President.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate Resolution Number 172 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Thirteenth Order of Business, announcements of Senate interests. Are there any announcements? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Miller, Ortman, Schmidt, Alday. Senator Bach.
Madam President, members, the Committee on Rules and Administration will meet 15 minutes after adjournment in room 123. Madam President, there are no further announcements.
Okay. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do now adjourn until Monday, March 17th, 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.